Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Are we live, Nathan? Are we here? Are we live?
Yes, you live.
Okay, welcome everybody to our Tuesday night, April 19th, 2016 Blog Talk Radio call. Seizure Talk Radio, but tonight we are emphasizing the different stages of diabetes or the different types. I was aware of wanting two, but I had information today that there's a number three. So Dr. Alali has a guest on the line, and she also will be explaining to us about this new type of diabetes, which is certainly on the rise in all countries and globally around the world. Without a doubt, it's definitely become an epidemic in all communities, touching all families, and for no apparent reason that it's happening. But tonight, we may learn for us and our families. Dr. Alali, are you there with us tonight?
I'm here, Ida, and once again, I thank you for your dedication to the show, broadcasting all the way from South Carolina, and certainly to Nathan on the spot, our engineer and sponsor of this show, and his dedication to bringing the kingdom of God to people through health and wellness. I'm excited tonight because we're going to deviate a little bit from talking about seizures to talking about this new type 3 diabetes. If you were on the email broadcast tonight, you got an email blast that had an article from the National Institute of Health. And even though the article was written in 2008, this article sparked a international concern and an investigation into this new type 3 diabetes. And what is type 3 diabetes? They're saying that type 3 diabetes is caused by the electromagnetics in electrical devices. In other words, the static that electricity gives off can absorb in the body and absorb in your pancreas, and it can cause a disassociation of oxygen, or it can decrease oxygen absorption. It can cause a disassociation of nutrients, or it can decrease nutritional absorption to the tissue. And so I wanted to bring it to the forefront because we've been saying this for 10 years, but we really didn't have the information wasn't readily available on the Internet. And I had to speak on type 3 diabetes on yesterday. I was total on a radio show out of Washington, D.C., WPFW, with Dr. Theodore Watkins, who is a medical doctor. He's a surgeon, and he's highly respected world. He's world-renowned because of his dual practice as a surgeon, the medical doctor, and also a naturopathic practitioner. He has a number of celebrity clientele, and I was deeply honored to be on his show, and we were talking about this subject matter. But what blew us totally away was the fact that electromagnetic radiation frequencies is now recognized as a direct and deliberate assault or cause of diabetes that's coming from electricity, and they're calling it type 3. What blew me away further is that there is now arguments among medical scientists that Alzheimer's is actually type 3 diabetes. Can you believe that? Alzheimer's is actually type 3 diabetes. When you have type 3 diabetes, it is hard to control the blood sugars. You have like brittle diabetes. Your sustained exposure to high electromagnetic frequency waves, I would imagine that would be in a spectrum over 50 BMUs of radiation or 50 gram Schedule units or 0.42 milligauss of radiation, depending upon what kind of measuring, quantifying device you're using. because we know that when those levels are high, it disassociates oxygen in the body and it causes cellular distress. And so the body cannot regulate insulin properly when it's exposed to these high fields. And this is getting, now that the National Institute of Health is recognizing this and the National Library of Medicine is archiving these articles, there are conferences, medical conferences, healthcare conferences around the world now shining the light and talking about type 3 diabetes from electromagnetic currents and cancers of all kinds from electromagnetic currents. And it just so happens, Nicole, are you on the line tonight? Nicole,
yes,
Body Tree. Okay, terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, I just happened to get a phone call from a medical doctor who wanted to hear the testimony of Nicole. And she's a very busy mom and a very busy educator from the Midwest. And I just didn't think I'd get her in a matter of a couple hours. But I want to deviate a little bit from talking about type 3 to talk about a breast cancer a little bit, because in this literature, they're talking about how electromagnetic waves is causing breast cancer. It's causing all kinds of cancer when the body has sustained exposure to electrical radiation. It can lose its polarity and its ability to uptake oxygen. And this has been the argument that the Amish have fought and defended for the last two centuries. And that's why even though we're in the 21st century, they refuse to have electricity in their house to this very hour. I met Nicole many years ago. I'm trying to think, Nicole, 2011?
Yes, correct.
And I met her, and when I met her, she had just come from the hospital the day before or the same day, and she was in the naturopath's office, and I had gone past the naturopath's office to drop off some flat battery biobalancers. And when I met Nicole, and Nicole, tell them what happened from that point.
Well, I think I'll go back and even more. So you were giving you were talking to a group of individuals about your experience with black breast syndrome. And at the time of me coming into the office, I had no understanding of what I was going to, because I was going to a flat battery presentation. And it just happened to have been that the young lady who took me, I'm not for sure if she knew I had breast cancer or not, but your testimony and your scientific research that you was presenting was what really just kind of, you know, kind of got me to looking at my personal situation to compare it to what you were talking about with the house and the sick house syndrome and just a variety of different things. But I think at that time, that was when you had me come up and you did the muscle test with me to see how I was just basically, you know, radiating with radiation toxicity. So from there, you and Dr. Bett, you guys went through and, you know, was explaining to me what it was, because I had no clue. Being a science teacher, just to give you a little background, I am a science teacher of 23 years, and during this time span, I had noticed over the last year, so I'm going to say about 2 years, I noticed that part of my body had turned black, and I had noticed that because I would teach with a mic on my right breast, and when I would teach, I would feel things going into my body. So I think around that time, my husband and I talked, and I had gone to a mammogram, and the mammogram came back, it was negative. And then I think by this time, I had noticed that I was becoming dark in complexion. I noticed that everything in my bedroom, everything from having the cell phone on the side of the bed to the computers to everything, and not realizing what it was doing. So long story short, I did talk with Dr. Alali afterwards, and they encouraged me to purchase the flat battery, which I did. From that point on, I think what you started doing was you started coming into the office, and I remember that you said that you were going to try something with me and ask my permission, and I said, yes, sure, because, you know, of course, I was not trying to do surgery route and do all of the chemo and radiation. So you instructed me to take the flat battery and to place it on the different quadrants of my breast. So, you showed me how to place it on the right side, the left side, and then, the top and the bottom, north, south. And you also instructed for me to drink water after I also had the flat battery underneath it. And so you showed me how to take the flat battery and use a flashlight. And we explained about the science about, placing a flashlight on it to get it into the cells a little faster. And we talked about the mitigation process, and we talked about, my cells being uptaking the oxygen, and it was being replaced with the EMF fields, the EMF. So what ended up happening from there, I think it just became where we met like maybe weekly. You know, you told me to take my head off of the wall. We talked about the tasing and the sleep, and different things. And then being a science teacher, I started implementing, certain things. I think you told me to tell my husband to take out everything out of the bedroom. Take all Wi-Fi out of the house and take, and place plants in the house. And we talked about oxygen. So it was really a science lesson on top of what I already teach anyway. And it was just, and so we incorporated. So that must have been, that was the summer of 2011. And we said that we were going to give me 3 months.
Okay,
and,
put a pin right there, Nicole. Put a pin right there. I met you at the very beginning of the flat battery evolution. And the only defense we had in terms of home retrofitting at that time was to unplug things, unplug electrical devices in our bedrooms and get our heads off the wall.
Right.
At that time, we didn't have we had not advanced the flat battery to the point where we could insulate the house with it. We didn't really have the capacitors, the filters, or the balancers for doing complete home mitigation. So we just worked with what we had, and that was getting everything unplugged.
Right.
And so go ahead. I just wanted to kind of jump in right there. Go ahead with your story.
Right. So from there, I think we just through prayer and I was taking information from you and Dr. Bett, and we started talking about, the alkaline, environment, and like you said, unplugging things. And I think from there, I put my little 2 points in, and so I started sleeping with lettuce on my breast. So I would tell my husband, go downstairs and go get, give me some leafy lettuce. And I was sticking it in my bra, and every time I would think about it, I would just take that that flashlight and I would go clockwise, because we talked about counterclockwise versus clockwise. So I think it was just at the beginning. I think we were just all just kind of, you say something, I would say something, and then we just gravitate toward all of our three minds just getting together and putting it together. And I never, because I was at the early stages of breast cancer, I never experienced any lumps for me going in. It was just, from a mammogram. And I recall October came around, and I was, as most individuals, was getting a little leery. Is this working? Is it not working? And I recall going and getting a biopsy. And at the time of the biopsy, the doctors, they didn't give you that positive, well, yes, you do have cancer. It was always, you still have this carcinoma at the 1 in 3, and it is, suggested that you have the surgery. So I ended up going through the process and said, well, I'm going to go ahead and go through the process, so at least I have my name on the books. And I remember I went through the prelims, the blood work and all that, and I remember that Wednesday before I had the was planning to have the surgery that Friday, all of a sudden I just got just sick. I mean, I was, you know, nose was running, my head was throbbing, and I'm, you know, other than this cancer, I'm not a sickly person. And it then that's when I said, oh, I can't get the surgery because, you know, that was what they had told me, if any signs of that. And I remember I called, and as soon as I put the phone down after I canceled the appointment, it's like all of a sudden all of my symptoms went away. And I was like, this is a little crazy, a little odd for me because, you know, I asked for signs, but it, long story short, it just began, the signs just started just kind of coming out of nowhere. And I remember we'd gone through and talked to, again about the alkalinity, and I remember you guys had me, you know, take the enzymes, and I was taking, you know, my pH levels and all that. So there was other things that was in addition, but I do recall the flat battery was the very, very first thing that we really, really started implementing outside of, you know, going through and doing some other naturopath things. But it was just something about oxygen and uptake. That's all you guys kept saying. Cancer cannot live in a in certain environments. And so that was when I started doing more studies on my own. And you and Dr. Bett were explaining to me about, you know, certain things that you knew about, what was causing it. And my cell phone, I remember that I was at the time, because I was in network marketing at the time, I stayed on my phone constantly. So then that's when you guys said, okay, put flat batteries on everything. Put them on your cell phones, place them on your, place them, you know, on the outlets. You know, and then I think that's when we started, as time went along, like you just said, we started mitigating the houses, putting on, you know, on the panels and the wall, and then you brought my husband in. So really we started kind of, I think, collaborating as a unit, and that's what we did. So after that, I recall in November, my surgery was scheduled for October, but I had to cancel it, and they could not get me back in for me to get a to reschedule the surgery. And the lady, I remember the person who, you know, schedules, she said, you should have, you know, I know that you couldn't keep your appointment. She says, but you're going into next year. So this was October, November, and then she said it was going to be after Christmas, into the new year before they could schedule me. And I remember I said, well, can you at least get me in to see where we are and where we need to go from here. And I remember I went into the office, and I remember it was like late in the day, and I recall all I was doing was sitting there with the flat battery, and I remember having the flashlight, and I was just circulating, going clockwise, going clockwise, going clockwise, telling myself, go clockwise, go clockwise. And I remember we got back to the back, and, you know, normally you have the technician who does the ultrasound. And I remember I can't even think of I think her name was Dr. Baptista. I can't remember exactly what her name was. But I recall she said, I'm going to take you back here. And I remember as we were walking down the hallway, she kept saying to me, she says, you know what? She says, you're a beautiful young lady. She says, and, you know, you have children. She says, but I just hate to say this. She says, but I know that cancer is all throughout your body. She says, I know it's in your lymph nodes. She said, I know that it's gone so far because you have not been in, you haven't gone anything, you haven't gotten any radiation, you haven't done any chemotherapy. And I recall we got on a table, and we got on the table, and I remember she took the wand, and she began going around the different quadrants of my breast. So it was at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That was the original diagnosis. And I remember she was going around and going around and going around. And then finally, she, you know, she kind of, you know, looked up at me, and I remember she was going back around. And then finally she said, exactly where was this cancer? And I said, well, where are the markers? So she said, get on up. So we went back into the room, and we went, and she pulled up, and she showed me the markers. She said, this is where the cancer is. And I said, okay. So we went back into the room, and I remember she was going back around, going back around, going back around, and finally she shut off the machine. She said, sit up. I said, yes, ma'am. That's what's going on. She says, if I had not seen this in my mother, she says, I would sit here and I would literally tell you that you're lying to me. And I'm saying, lying to me. I said, but you guys are the ones who told me I had cancer. So, you know, what are you saying? She said, I cannot find anything. She said, the markers are here. I see the markers. The markers are on the screen showing me that this is where we should have been able to go and find the cancer. She says, but I don't see any cancer. And I sat up, and I'm kind of like, did she say what I think she said? But I already knew that I didn't because we muscle response, and I had already been told that I was no longer testing for, you know, cancer. But it was just now from the medical standpoint for them to come back and say she couldn't find it. So then, you know, of course, you know, being doctors, you know, she was trying to make sure that, you know, but we can go ahead and remove both breasts because, you know, it's in your family, it's, you know, hereditary, you know, let's go ahead and just take both breasts and we can just go ahead and, you know, work on getting, you know, reconstructive surgery. But she didn't even need to tell me anymore. I got my clothes on and I was out of there. And I couldn't wait to give, you know, Dr. Lally and Dr. Better call and let them know, you know, guess what, you know, from a doctor's standpoint, they couldn't find it. That was 2011. That was November of 2011. And I was explaining to Dr. Lally that even in the last couple of months, the flat battery has kind of progressed to some things I don't even think she even realizes because I'm hearing you guys talking about, you know, the diabetes 3. But this flat battery is so powerful and so magnificent that I was explaining to her that I have now – I was starting to experience issues where the titanium markers were now starting to cause me problems that when I'm teaching, even when I'm teaching in a classroom and I'm up here teaching over the using the Promethean board, which is like the smart board, and if I'm up in front of the lights too long, I began to, oh, my gosh, it is the worst feeling in the world. The lights and all the I'm being tased. So now I'm basically like a, you know, I'm basically attracting the EMFs that's you know that's around us. And so Dr. Bett told me, she says, look, she says, you're gonna have to go and find somebody who's gonna remove the marker. She says, because you're tasing your own, your body is tasing itself now. It's attracting. And I said, well, who am I going to find? What am I going to do? And ended up going to an OBGYN. He sent me to a surgeon in the same afternoon because, one, the doctor said there's no way that you could have, you know, you had cancer back in 2011 and you're still standing here talking to me and you're saying you haven't had any surgery or radiation or, you know, all the other, you know, medicinal means that, you know, that they talk about having. And I said, well, I'm telling you that, you know, that that's the case, but this is not the purpose of me coming in here. The purpose is that I am attracting anything. If I'm at the computer, I'm attracting this stuff. I can feel it going through my body. And because Dr. Bett and Dr. Lally, when we first started working with this, they always taught us to place the flat battery in your left shoe because of the way your body runs as far as, you know, your body going clockwise. And so I started wearing it on my right breast. And so Dr. Bess said, why are you wearing it on your right breast? I said, because if I don't wear it on my right breast, I feel everything. If I'm walking in the store, if I'm walking wherever. Well, there was the worst thing in my life that took place about back in February. And I remember, Dr. Lally, you had mentioned about there are ministers that are they're tasing themselves when they're up in front, you know, preaching with the mics. And I happen to have been had the opportunity to be an MC. And in our buildings here in Dayton, a lot of our buildings are brand new. And with them being brand new, they're also, of course, not, you know, there have not been you know, there's just, I mean, lights and, I mean, just wires and everything. So I was up there, and I text Dr. Bett, and I said, I feel like I'm dying. She said, what's wrong? What do you mean? I said, I'm up here emceeing. I said, and I've never felt like this before. I feel literally sick. I feel like that I'm literally dying. I said, you don't understand. I said, it's not cancer. I said, but it's just something that's going through me right now that it's like it's pulling the life up out of me. And Dr. Betts, you have to know who she is. She's able to muscle test. She said, your flat batteries are not working. I said, well, I got to do something. I said, because I feel like life is draining up out of me. I said, when I'm touched, she says, you got to get that mic out of your hand. You got to get out of there. She says, because you are literally, life is being taken up out of you because it has drained and taken everything about it, your flat batteries and everything. And just to show you and tell you how powerful EMFs are, because if I had not had those flat batteries on, I know I probably would have gone into it and had a heart attack right there and then on the spot, because that's the way my heart was racing. I was starting to perspire. I felt horrible. But as soon as I left that place, I went straight to, Dr. Betts, and she had already gotten me more flat batteries. She said, put these flat batteries on you. And after I put the flat batteries on my body, I felt so much better.
Put a pin right there. Put a pin right there, because I am so glad that you are sharing this experience, because I tell people that they are called flat batteries for a reason. The innovation of these green nanotechnologies, when we invented them, we didn't know what to call them. And so a good friend of mine who is an executive in one of the Fortune 500 companies, he took me out to lunch and he says, you know what? You've made something that's highly revolutionary, but somehow you're going to have to make it look and sound and feel like apple pie. So you need to get a focus group of 15 people, put them in a room, buy them lunch, tell them to give you 5 words that describes this product. And at the end of the day, the 5 words were, I can't remember the other three, I have to look at my notes, but flat and battery was consistent, because these devices lose energy, and there are circumstances that if you are dehydrated, the flat battery cannot work. You have to be hydrated. And you probably were running all day and you had not drinking enough water or had enough fluid in your body, and that's why you didn't feel the power of the flat battery, or those flat batteries could have been drained of energy. And the blessing for you is that your naturopathic practitioner is a genius. Dr. Betts is world renowned. Kings from Africa come all the way across the continent to see her. She's distinguished as she's a consultant to several hospitals in the area. Medical doctors who are sick with cancer come to her. People from Congress fly out from Washington, D.C. to see her. And she is extraordinaire. She is anointed by God to use naturopathic remedies. And so, I mean, this is like a testimony of divine intervention, you know. And the flat battery certainly was divinely inspired. God gave it to me to shield my body when I had breast cancer and a stroke. And so I want people to circle that, because when they get the batteries, and we tell them, you know, you need to replace them every year because they do run out of energy. Mm-hmm. And there's some people's body uses more energy than other people's body. So I'm glad that you were able to share that yes, they can lose energy. That's why you need to learn how to two-finger Bedort test or muscle response testing, so you know how to test them when they're out of energy. So go ahead, Nicole.
You know, and one major thing, just to talk, you know, piggyback on the testimonies and how you experience certain things. I still sleep. My husband sleeps at his, you know, he hasn't gotten there yet, but he sleeps with his head at the head of the board, and I sleep at the end. And I was noticing that when I get up in the morning, that I would, when I place my feet on the floor, my toe, before the pinky, would always have a little tingling sensation, and this was just 2 weeks ago, and I told Dr. Bennett, you know, I said, I have this tingling sensation in my toe when I get out of the bed, and I said, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I said, you think that's affiliated with the, you know, EMF? She said, well, you know, do you have the capacitor? I said, yeah, the capacitor's on my side of the bed. I said, I have the, you know, I have the the plant on my side of the bed. And the Holy Spirit just came to me and said, now I'm getting ready to take you to another level. I'm getting ready to show you something. And my husband had bought, we had all gotten tablets for Christmas, and he has a Kindle. And, you know, like we said, we have to check the flat batteries because, you know, if we haven't, you know, because I think one of them hadn't had a flat battery on it in a year, you know, that kind of thing. And my husband, he's religiously about going to bed with the Kindle on the bed. The bed had taken in the mattress had taken in the EMF. And so basically I was laying on a bed that had been absorbed with the EMFs, and I was absorbing them. And that was why my feet when I got up in the morning, I would have to go through this process because I had got to the point where I wasn't wearing the flat batteries to bed. I was placing underneath my pillow, but there was nothing underneath my feet. And so then that's when Dr. Beth said, she says, you cannot be without a flat battery. She says, because you have those markers in your breast. And I mean, I've never seen her so adamant. Even when I had cancer, she has been so adamant. She says, when you get in a bathtub, she says, you have it in your scarf, in your hair. She says, when you are, you know, when you take off your clothes, she says, keep your socks on. That was what we had to work on. And this has just been in the last month and a half. And when I come in there, there's something else new that she is finding out about the EMFs. And she has become so passionate. We was working with a young lady tonight. And I have taken it and started to implement it into my classroom. So when I'm with students, as you know, everybody has to have a cell phone in their hand. So what was happening, even in my classroom, with all the cell phones and all the other devices that's going on in my classroom, I was being tased in my own classroom. So now I've had to start mitigating my classroom. So my Promethean board has flat batteries on it. My computer has a flat battery on it. I mean, you know, we've started doing studies with crystals and different things. So it has just broadened from just that 2011, so many years ago, for it to have progressed to where it is now. I went to the doctor a couple of weeks ago. It's hard for them to believe that I had. Matter of fact, I've never in my life had a doctor call me personally, outside of the one doctor who called me when I had cancer. But I had a doctor who called me personally, and did not know that he had called Dr. Bett before he called me. Please, Nicole, take care of whatever. And, you know, Dr. Bett said, you know, well, what are you basing this off of? So you're saying you're going off of a 5-year prognosis that you believe that she still has cancer, even though the doctors have said that she didn't at the time. But now you're saying that based off of what? But it's a miracle to them to even think that I'm still up, moving, walking, and doing what I'm doing. And Dr. Bett has been around from just, from the existence of it, that it was ironic because I was testing for paralysis. And Dr. Bett said, oh, my goodness. She said, you know what? She said, you're testing for, she said, that's what Dr. Alali was testing for when she came in here, when she first came to me. And I really never really heard the story about when Dr. Alali had come. But she was talking about the stroke and how you were dragging your leg, and I was dragging my leg also. And it was just amazing because the testimonies that I've been able to tell about the cancer, there have been, now there's others that supersede, I mean, just go beyond just that one, you know, cancer story to now stories about my bed, you know, the mattress having it. So now there's flat battery on all the edges of the mattress now. It's not only in my left shoe. Yeah, it's all over my left shoe.
Put a pin in that too, because that's where we began to discover that's where my stroke came from and my breast cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, I thank God for Dr. Bett because it was her anointing. She's divinely gifted, that gave me some insight. And I was crawling when I came into her office, even though the distance from the front door to the back patient area is about 15 feet. I bet you it took me every bit of 30 to 40 minutes to be able to walk back there. I was so struggling to walk and to stabilize my pelvic girdle when I came to her, and she was so merciful to me to see me. I came in. A medical doctor brought me to her, Dr. Sharon Amir from Panama, who had she had been poisoned by arsenic, and Dr. Bett diagnosed her through a hair analysis. And she had brought me in there, helped me get in there, and Dr. Bett worked on me to detox me and to help my body stabilize because I was severely demineralized, like an astronaut. And people, what we've learned is that one of the greatest challenges of the aerospace industry is managing EMF electromagnetic fields. Because what do they do to the body? They make your body decrease its ability to uptake oxygen to the red blood cell. So you have sustained fatigue, number one. And number two, in that state of being, your body severely offloads minerals, your trace minerals, especially magnesium. And that's why you start getting the irregular heart, rapid heart rate. And you feel so fatigued because your body cannot move the muscles. Because it's like starved for its trace minerals. And that's where we began, in the bedroom. She said, you're losing energy in your bedroom. And, I mean, by divine intervention, it's kind of like she locked her brain and began to be prayerful about how she was going to literally save my life. Because when the iridologist looked in my eyes in Washington, D.C., she said, Doc, every organ in your body is distressed, and you're looking at death, and I suggest you get your affairs in order. So I had been given a death prognosis because my body was so weak when I came to Dr. Beth, and she saved my life. When the medical industry could give me no hope, Dr. Beth saved my life and got me off that walker and helped me manipulate the flat batteries because I made it for my cell phone. She was the one that helped me bring it over into a wellness entity because it had natural frequencies in it, and I really didn't know where to go with it. And she was the one. God gave her the divine insight of how to use it, and then it was just a miracle that a doctor brought this machine from NASA that quantified radiation absorption in the body because he said so many people in the region were highly radioactive, and it was greatly impairing his ability to be able to treat them for arthritis and decrease range of motion, et cetera. He had to discharge the radiation and manage the radiation before he could get them. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, the woman saved my life, and I'm eternally grateful to her. And I'm so grateful to you to share this story. We have just a few minutes left, and we're talking to Nicole from the Midwest. Nicole is a school teacher. She teaches computers and all kinds of
science.
And she's had a tremendous experience with the flat battery. The word on the internet coming out of the National Institute of Health is that electromagnetic fields are causing diabetes. They're associated with some cancers. Nicole is experiencing what's called electromagnetic hypersensitivity. It's underscored under reactive vasculitis or reactive angiitis. It's also underscored with an ICD-9 code of 994.8, non-fatal electrocution. All of her symptoms speak to that. And if you want to know what the coordinating ICD-10 code is, just plug in to Google what is the ICD-10 code for 994.8, and you'll get the information. This is not new to medicine. The reason why we're talking about type 3 diabetes is because they say if you develop electromagnetic hypersensitivity, you are greatly at risk for developing diabetes and cancer. And so we appreciate Nicole coming on the line tonight to share her journey. If you are interested in asking her a question, please push 1, unmute your line, and so you can ask Nicole. Are there any questions for Nicole? Well, any questions? Well, I want to introduce you, Nicole, to some people on the line, because last week we had a gentleman and his wife, Lynn and Rita. Lynn and Rita, are you on the line tonight? But Rod is here. Rod, are you still with us?
Of course I am.
Okay. I'm glad you're here to hear this testimony, because it sounds a little bit like Rita's. Rita shared last week that she had a brain tumor, Nicole, that was almost an inch big, a 3 centimeter. Actually, it was a little bit over an inch, because 2.2 centimeters equals 1 inch. So she had a 3 centimeter brain tumor in her pituitary right between her eyes. She had debilitating headaches. She testified that she was bedbound. These headaches made her sick all the time. And so she met Rod, who is an environmental health physicist, and he's a nanophysicist with water. He does amazing things with the flat battery in Canada. And so he went to their home. He retrofitted it. He taught them about electromagnetic radiation, and he taught them about the light. And the same little light system that we put together, he fixed one for her. And she used it 5 seconds in between her eyes, on the bridge of the nose, several times a day, and then went back to the doctor several months later, 3 to 6 months, I can't remember her exact testimony, and Nicole, they did a repeat MRI and could not find the tumor, and she became asymptomatic. Her symptoms went away. And that's been how long, Rob? Are you here now?
Pardon?
Has it been a year, or has it just been about 6 months? For how long has Rita's tumor been gone?
Oh, since July 2013, when she had the last MRI.
Okay, so it's been, I knew it had been about a year. I couldn't remember the exact date, but
a year and a half.
A year and a half, Nicole.
Almost.
It's almost in the same. She's about 2 years after you. But it's totally miraculous to hear your testimony. Because didn't you have a repeat biopsy?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, doctors, and they weren't going to tell me that it wasn't there. You know, they had that roundabout way of saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, what should have been said, the cancer's gone then. I think that was because it, you know, it is. It's we're so prone to, we've done, you know, the same thing. They tell you the same, you know, same diagnosis. And I've had four of us that all started out with cancer, breast cancer, and the last two just died. One died in November, and the other one just died in January. So I'm still the only one. And they went through. And did all the, you know, the chemo, the radiation, and had the removal of the breast, or the breast. So I know God has left me on this earth for some reason. Dr. Beck calls it the universal law. Because even what's more interesting is that a young lady, we were talking to her, she's one of my students, and a couple of months ago, Dr. Beck and I was talking, and I was telling her about I was having these headaches. And she said, well, what's in your glasses? I said, on the side? She said, yeah, on the temple. I said, she said, do you have a metal piece in the plastic? I said, yeah. She said, wrap it up with flat battery. She said, because you're getting the EMF, and it's causing your headaches. And sure enough, believe it or not, I wrapped it up with that, and the headaches, I don't have them. So
you'll be happy to know we have a specific flat battery coming out for glasses. It's actually, the prototype's already here. I'm waiting for the branding people to finish which way they're going to go on the packaging, because you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
The Environmental Protection Agency, put out an alert for everyone to remove your glasses when you're on a landline, a cordless phone, a cell phone. Why? Because glasses have a steel infrastructure in the side, in the stem, and to strengthen the glasses, but it conducts EMF radiation. And because of it, we've had an increase in cancer of the eye, macular degeneration, because also not only the steel infrastructure of the glasses, the lens can actually become a laser when you're in front of the computer and refract into the eye. And we just had another miracle that was shared with me today. Lady came back from the doctor. She had a hole in her eye and a lot of swelling in the macular area. And she's one of my case studies. And she shared with me, she has a self-reporting case study. And she shared with me she has the flat battery system on her glasses. And when we tested her, she was testing positive for static absorption in the eye. And she had her vision was 20/100, so she could barely see without her glasses. She's been using the light system, the protocol of David Cormley, who was a gentleman who was on the radio show a couple months ago, who was blind for almost 4.5 years, and used the light system for 5 seconds. She started using his protocol. And within 3 weeks, her sight went from 20/100 down to 20/40, and the swelling in the eye was totally gone. And she came back from the doctor today and contacted me and said, "Doctor, I can believe this." She said, "That flat battery light system is totally amazing. My vision today was 20/30, and the hole in my eye is almost completely healed." And so you're right on with doing that, and you're a visionary, Nicole. Your suffering is not in vain, because you're helping us find so many different ways to use the flat battery and catapulting us toward clinical studies that will be done with the flat battery. We actually have a medical team now that's very interested in breast health and the flat battery, and they are putting together a proposal for us, and hopefully we'll be able to raise the funding to be able to move forward on that, because we know that now that we know better, we can do better. And we've turned to NASA because they understand this whole paradigm of electromagnetic radiation and how it's affecting the body. It's one of the biggest problems that they have in managing space, the health of astronauts in space. And their strategy is to block that radiation from absorbing in your body. That's exactly what the flat battery, biobalancers, bioharmonizers do. They block the body static from absorbing in the body, from absorbing and from being broadcast from electronics when you put it on there. So our time is up. If nobody has, does anybody have any comments they want to share before we go off the air tonight? Okay, so if nobody has any comments to share, I want to thank you to my Canadian family. You guys are always fabulous. I appreciate your support. To the engineer of this show, Mr. Jonathan Hill, Nathan on the spot in out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. To one of my guardian angels, Ida Morris, who is fantastic. These two people give me the strength to stand on. For all of you that interrupted your busy schedule to be on the show tonight, and certainly Nicole, I know you're a mother of two beautiful America's Next Top Models daughters. I mean, her children look like me. That's who they look like. I'm just teasing. They are so beautiful. Tyra Banks is going to have to retire because both of them are knocked out gorgeous. And so, Nicole, please give my regards to Dr. Bett. When I'm in the area, I'm going to swoop in to her over lunch. And I know she keeps a record of all of the findings she has with the nanoflat battery. I thank you for interrupting your busy schedule. Tell your husband I said hello, and I'll see everybody next Tuesday on the show.
Good night.
America is healthy. So unmute yourself and say good night. I'm sorry, you said someone said something?
No, I was saying great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk more about type 3 diabetes next week.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thank you all. Have a great evening.
Good night. Nathan.
What?